Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Sports Geeks podcast. I'm Alex, here with Pat for week 9 of the NFL season. We had to take last week off due to some scheduling and technical difficulties, but we're back now. Pat's on the road, but he's sacrificing, and we're going to get this thing done anyway.
I rigged together a microphone system, so we should be good to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the picks, last 2 weeks, we were both 16-11, so I didn't gain any ground. I'm still, I think, 4 games behind Pat for the lead for this season. So let's just dive right into it. This week we got, for bye weeks, we got the Broncos, Jaguars, 49ers, Rams, Titans, and Redskins. It's a lot of bye weeks.
Yeah.
The Titans just acquired Moss, so what did you think about that, Pat? I know you have some feelings, being a Vikings fan.
Yeah, no, I wish, I mean, I don't agree with what Moss did, obviously, to the caterers or whatever it was, and I mean, Randy's never had the best of attitudes. I think we'll know in a couple weeks the difference between Brad Childress and Jeff Fisher. I think Jeff Fisher's going to kind of keep Moss in line and get in his head and use him how he should be used. I felt we didn't really use Randy Moss for what we talked about bringing him in for, so.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting, you know. They ditched him for having the, for yelling at the caterer, but yet they still have, like, I think 4 or 5 players left from the whole party boat incident.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of, I don't understand why they felt that all of a sudden, like, they needed to take the moral high ground.
Yeah, and to me, I think part of it's Childress just doing something. I think he thinks that doing something's better than nothing, but I don't know if that's, I don't believe that was the answer. I guess time will tell. But.
Yep. All right. All right, the first game for this weekend, we got Tampa Bay at Atlanta.
Big matchup because the winner will take the division lead by themselves. I'll take Atlanta. They had the extra week with the bye to prepare and rest up, so I'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta, too. Matt Ryan's been like, real good at home. If this was at Tampa, I might be tempted to take Tampa, who's been surprisingly good this year. But I'll take Atlanta for this one. Next up, New Orleans at Carolina within that same division.
I will choose the Saints here. They won their first 2 games in a row, but since then they've gone win-loss, win-loss. And by that schedule, they're scheduled for a loss, but I don't see that happening against Carolina.
No.
So.
I think I think the Saints will be okay. I still expect them to win the division, even though Atlanta's been good. It seems like once they, like the way they played against Pittsburgh, I felt like, I don't know, it was kind of a statement game, like, you know, they're still here, they're still the Super Bowl champs, so I'm definitely still going with New Orleans for this game and probably in the future as well. They got a pretty easy schedule, too. I'm looking at it right now. They got Carolina, Seattle, Dallas, Cincy, St. Louis, Baltimore, Tampa, and Atlanta, so.
Yeah, no, favorable schedule, and I think they are starting to look a little better. So. Yeah,
definitely. All right, Chicago at Buffalo.
I'll take the Bears. They got a 2-game losing streak they're going to want to stop, and they're coming off a bye. Kind of a weird team. Some weeks they look like they're actually pretty good, and they do have a lot of talent, but then the next week Jay Cutler will throw 50 interceptions. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bills here to get their first win.
First win of the year.
I feel like they come around, you know, they gave my Ravens a run for the money a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then they almost beat the Chiefs last weekend, so I'm going to go with the Bills here to
All right.
Next up, New York Jets at Detroit.
I'll take the Jets. I don't know if I classified their loss last week to the Packers as a shocking loss. It was surprising, and surprising they didn't score. And I think it puts a little chink in their armor, but Detroit isn't. I don't think Detroit can run off them, so I'm going to go Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets, too. I thought the Packers game with them was just, like, a weird game. It was, like, fascinating how the Packers' defense hasn't been as good this year. They somehow held down the Jets, you know, and won 9-0. I didn't know what to think of that.
Yeah, kind of a strange. I didn't get to watch it. I don't think I had it on.
I had some of it, but, I mean, it was like, crazy. Like, what is going on here? How are they? It was, like, 3-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it wasn't 3-3. 3-0.
3-0, yeah.
Anyway, next up, Miami at Baltimore.
I'll take Baltimore. If they play like they did against the Bills, Miami will beat them because Miami's a much better team. But I don't think Baltimore will play that bad again. I do think Baltimore's defense has taken a little bit of a step back, but they're still an elite defense.
Yeah.
But that's expected over time. Guys get older, and you just can't keep it up forever. But still an elite defense, and Miami's good, but I don't think they're taking out Baltimore.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you, obviously. Seeing as I'm somewhat of an expert on the Ravens, I agree with you that the defense has taken a step back, mostly from the secondary, but Ed Reed came back against Buffalo and had two interceptions and a forced fumble, so I think that'll help them defensively, because the thing, they haven't been getting the turnovers this year that they normally get, and I think, you know, Ed Reed's good for quite a few turnovers in any given season, so to have him back is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I just want to talk, people are talking about Miami, like, oh, Miami is, they're undefeated on the road, and they never win at home. But if you look at the teams they've played, the teams they've played at home are the Jets, Patriots, and Steelers.
So yeah.
The thing they never win at home, that's completely stupid, because if they played those teams on the road, they would have lost all those games too, so.
Right, if they'd flip it around, they'd be undefeated at home.
It's so frustrating, yeah. I don't understand why people are making a big deal about that without even really looking into it. It's kind of bothering
me. Yeah, I agree.
All right, next up, New England at Cleveland.
It's like the Patriots. They're really looking good lately, and I think their defense has a lot of holes in it, but if the offense can keep up what they're doing, you know, stay one step ahead. And I definitely don't see Cleveland as a team that's going to give them much trouble on either side of the ball. So,
yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Cleveland, things are still rough in Cleveland. They got some quarterback stuff. I think they said McCoy is going to start again this week, but, I mean, they've got all kinds of issues, so.
Yeah.
Go with a more stable team.
Yeah.
All right, next up, San Diego at Houston.
This one could be kind of, a tale of two seasons, whatever you want to call it. Two teams maybe headed opposite directions.
I had that written down.
Yeah, and San Diego's notorious for starting slow and getting better. I'm going to take the Chargers, coming off a big win against the Titans. They got the number one pass D, the number two rush D. So I don't know what the problem has been before this, but and I just think some of Houston's magic is wearing off, and maybe they a little pressure on them once they kind of started winning games and a little more attention going to them. I don't know, but I'll take the Chargers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Chargers too. I think one of the problems with the Chargers has been like it's been special teams. I think they've had something like four punts blocked, and like you know bad problems with you know with returns and stuff. So. I'm going to go with the Chargers, too. Phillip Rivers having a monster year again. I think he has the record for passing yards through eight games. It's like 2,600 or something like that. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
So I like the Chargers there, too. Arizona at Minnesota.
I can pick the Vikings this week with some confidence, I think. That was a tough two-game road stretch. Both on and off the field, obviously. I think they're going to be happy to see an NFC West team come to town. And the Cards they're like second worst against the rush, and Adrian Peterson is having a great year, so I see him having a big, hopefully fantasy day, because he's on one of my teams, but a big day overall.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I just think Arizona, man, they're kind of a wreck. Kurt Warner retiring kind of screwed them over, so I don't know if he feels bad, but he should, because... they're definitely taking a step back. Minnesota, you know, they obviously had their issues. But at home there, I expect them to get the win. New York Giants at Seattle.
I'll take the Giants, the G-men, or whatever they like to call them. They're rolling four straight. And statistically all around, both sides of the ball, they're doing really well. And Seattle is up and down, but they really haven't faced a great team yet this year. And they've played poorly against teams a lot worse than the Giants, so I'm going to take the Giants all over this one.
All right, I'm going to go for the upset here. Ooh. Like Seattle at home.
I just
feel like there's got to be some upsets this week, so if I want to pick up some ground on these picks, I need to sniff them out. So I like Seattle.
I don't know if you sniffed out the right
one. I like Pete Carroll. I like what Pete Carroll's doing.
Yeah, like illegally recruiting players?
It doesn't matter. That's in the past.
Okay.
All right, Kansas City at Oakland.
I got Kansas City. possibly the matchup of two of the most surprising teams. I think St. Louis is another surprise team, but I think overall Kansas City is a more well-rounded team. This game features the number one versus number two rushing team, with Kansas City being number one. So it could be a low-scoring kind of smash-mouth football game, which would be kind of fun to watch. That's kind of what you would expect traditionally out of a KC-Oakland matchup.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think KC's pretty good. I just don't know if I'm fully a believer in Oakland yet. Oakland lost. The teams they've lost to are not impressive. They lost to Arizona. They lost to San Francisco. And I feel like the Chiefs have been pretty, you know, at least a little bit more consistent than that. So I like the Chiefs. All right, Indy at Philly.
I'm going to take return of Mike Vick, possibly the return of DeSean Jackson. I'm still going to take Indy. I think they're playing pretty well right now. I know Philly's an interesting team with Vick on the field, but some of these guys, Peyton Manning is turning into just overnight sensations. I don't even know their tight end that he hit for all those yards and touchdown, but it doesn't really seem to matter who's out there. And I know they had the John Gruden Jaws Love Fest last week.
Oh my gosh.
But which is ridiculous.
That was grotesque.
Do you think Peyton ever feels like if he would hear that? I don't know if he ever listens to that. As a player, I probably wouldn't. But do you ever think he just was just like, shut up, guys?
Oh, I think he would probably be embarrassed by it.
it's got
to
be.
Have to be. I don't know. I'm embarrassed by it, and I have no involvement.
Yeah, it's over the top. I mean.
All right. Well, I'm actually going to pick Philly. I like. I think the offense, the dynamic that Vic brings. I think the Colts defense, you know, they've kind of racked up a lot of injuries, and I just think they'll have problems stopping Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia might have problems stopping Indy too, so it could be a high-scoring affair. Mm-hmm. All right, then Sunday night, Dallas at Green Bay.
I'm going to take Green Bay. Obviously, they played well last week, and I looked ahead at Dallas's schedule, and I really only see three games that I could confidently pick them to have a good chance. That's Detroit, Washington, and Arizona, and Washington's questionable. So they're looking at potentially a 4-win season, so. Which I don't care, because I don't like the Cowboys. So I'll take Green Bay.
I'm going to take Green Bay, too. I got that funny quote from Wade Phillips earlier this week. He said, I'm at a loss right now, certainly. If I knew what to do, I would have already done it. So that's not exactly what you want to hear from your head coach.
Yeah, not a lot of confidence going into this week.
They should have fired him immediately after that quote. Like,
yeah, that should be an instant.
He shows no confidence in his ability to fix the situation. And if that's the case, I mean, they're just not going to get fixed. So I like Green Bay. All right, and then Monday night, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
I'll take Pittsburgh to bounce back after that loss to the Saints. This Bengal team is kind of underachieving. I think a lot of it is on Carson Palmer. He's got weapons, but he's just not finding them. And I think a bounce-back game for Pittsburgh. So.
Yep, I'm going to agree with you there. Cincinnati won that division last year, but they just haven't gotten their act together, really. They lost their last four games, so expect that to continue. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week. Anything else you want to mention, Pat, before we sign off?
No. You've been enjoying the basketball season?
I guess so. I haven't watched a whole lot, really.
Yeah, me either yet. But I think once NFL, during the week, they'll get more week games on. I'll be watching more and more.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, that does it for this week. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TheSportsGeeks and check out TheSportsGeeks.com. We got our power rankings up today, so check that out. That's good stuff. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.